Apart from his fatigue, George felt deflated. He knew he had no more reserves of stamina to go over the top and look for Ernie Bagshaw. He felt ashamed and useless. He concentrated on getting his breath back, oblivious to the mutters of congratulations from those around him. But the words spread like wildfire, he learned later, that an officer had gone into no man's land to rescue a wounded soldier. He was offered a cigarette. He glanced up and saw that it was Major Marsden, smiling.
"That was a brave thing you did, George. You'll get a medal for this, you know."
Drawing deeply on the unfiltered cigarette, George replied, "I was just hoping the voice I'd heard might have been Private Bagshaw's."
"Who?"
"A family friend. Long story." His hands were trembling, after action reaction. It would pass. He dragged again on the woodbine.
"George, you've saved a man. He would have died if he'd been left out there."
If the man he had just saved was supposed to have died out there, how would this alter the timeline? Would Pickersgill survive the war and go on to father children who might all turn out to be mass murderers, or maybe senior army officers? George didn't see much of a difference between those professions. Anyway, worrying about alterations to timelines was beyond his faculties right now. George suddenly bristled.
"And what about the 40 or so others still out there, sir? They're going to die precisely because we're leaving them to die. But look what happened just now when you rescued just one man. The Huns were onto your back straight away. Imagine how many more men we'd lose if I sent stretcher parties out to look for them. Come on, man, see sense."
Reluctantly, George did. He felt hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. An Alcoholics Anonymous mnemonic, HALT. It meant that if you had one or more or all four of those feelings, of feeling hungry, angry, lonely, and tired, you were in danger of taking a drink. Well, bollocks to Alcoholics Anonymous and sod sobriety. How could anyone stay sane in this mad charnel house of a world where rescuing wounded men was just shrugged off as too difficult? He shook with anger, cold, and fatigue. Realizing he was about to destroy 20 years of hard-won sobriety, George asked, "Is there any rum?" Someone passed him the rum jar. He drank deeply.